From Johannesburg to Jerusalem, the world is always changing, growing and innovating. Join Benji Shulman for the next hour as he brings you the trendsetters, the thought leaders and those creating news before it happens. Only on the New Blue Review, your favorite Jewish culture and current affairs show. Every Monday at 9 a.m. right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review. Welcome to the show on this Monday morning. Hope you are doing very, very well out there and had a great weekend. Happy Yom HaAtzmaut, which is coming up tonight. And I hope that everyone is going to be attending. And if you haven't, go on to the Zionist Federation website and get your last minute tickets to what is going to be a great show and a really important show at a time like this in South Africa and in the world to show up for Israel. But I am carrying on this week with what we're doing for the last few weeks, which is to talk to different political parties about the upcoming vote on the 29th of May. And this week we have with us the Freedom Front Plus, Anton Alberts. He's a member of Parliament for the Freedom Front Plus, and he joins us to talk about their party today on the New Blue Review. Anton, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Benji. Thank you for having me.
So for people who might not be aware, what is the Freedom Front Plus all about?
Well, we're a party that is targeting a niche part of the electorate of the people of South Africa, and that is the minorities in the country. So we have quite a unique offering in that regard. Most other parties are trying to get people to vote for them from all walks of life. And although we don't mind getting votes from everyone, and we don't judge or discriminate against anybody who joins us and wants to vote for us, our mandate is to make sure that minorities are protected within the greater South African system, and that various forms of internal self-determination can be implemented and come to fruition within South Africa, so that we could, what I call is, find a very good balance between the majority in the country and the minorities in a type of a partnership. But for that to happen, the minorities must have a voice. And this party tries to represent that voice.
Now, when you're talking about things like self-determination, I mean, we've seen all sorts of kind of ways in which that's being discussed all of a sudden in South Africa, or maybe not so sudden, but definitely more on the agenda at the moment. You know, you've got some parties talking about having a independent Zulu kingdom, for example. There's a variety of other kingdoms. There's the Orania project in Northwest or the Northern Cape.
Northern Cape, yes.
Yeah. And of course, there's a discussion around Cape independence in some places. So given these kind of discussions, where does the FF Plus place themselves in relation to them?
Yeah, so self-determination is not a fixed thing. It is quite malleable, and it can be adapted to circumstances. So you would find that there are different kinds of minority protections and forms of self-determination around the world. Obviously, in extreme cases where there's no solution between two groups or more of people, you will find that a country can split into two or more pieces. So Sudan quite recently split into Sudan and South Sudan because there were just irreconcilable differences between the people, and it led to war and bloodshed. And that's something that we obviously don't want in South Africa. So we believe there are various mechanisms that we can look at that has been implemented all over the world. That gives us an idea what we can do in South Africa. But obviously, if we bring something like that here, then we must also adapt it to our unique circumstances. And obviously, it will also be a compromise process in the sense that it will have to be negotiated between various peoples in South Africa. And so we find that there are different voices coming to the fore now in different provinces. I think a lot of people have sort of made peace with the idea that we will not really get rid of the ANC by virtue of votes, which is still No, it's not really true. It is possible, but it's a little bit difficult in this election. But we might have a shot at it on national level. But I think we do have a great shot at on provincial level in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. But having said that, people are starting to look at ways to divorce from the ANC. So divorcing from the ANC is, they say, well, let's take away power that the ANC has and allocate it in the hands of the communities and whoever the communities might be. So we know that the Zulus are a proud group of people. They have always been a nation in their own eyes, or a people in their own eyes within the greater nation of South Africa. And they have a proud history as well. They fought against the Boers, they fought against the English, and they're still there today. And there's a lot of coherence among them from a cultural point of view. So it's not surprising to hear them say that they would like to have their own kingdom restored in some way. So that's a debate one must have in KwaZulu-Natal. And it affects the whole province because even minorities who would usually vote for the DA, so say liberal English-speaking white people, are coming to the Freedom Front Plus because we are saying that, well, we are willing to look at all forms of self-determination and not limited forms, but it must be based in reality. It must not be a pie-in-the-sky type of thing that you sell to people. So we do find that in KwaZulu-Natal, our share of the electorate is picking up. And we do find that as well in the Western Cape, where there's also a lot of talk, a much stronger talk about even secession. Now, that's a different thing because secession is a very drastic measure. It's a drastic divorce from the remainder of South Africa. And it normally goes with a certain degree of violence as well, or internal warfare or civil war. It's not a nice thing to see unfold. People get hurt and mostly innocent people get hurt and die. We don't want to see that happening. But the talks are there to say, look, if the ANC doesn't change the ways that they run this country and the way that they deal with minorities, then we are willing to go to the extreme. And that's sort of a threat that's hanging in the background while you're working and negotiating on the foreground on real solutions, real devolution of powers that can be called deep federal powers or even confederal powers to a degree. I don't think most people in South Africa, from my experience, want to secede from South Africa or see it break up or see it fall into some form of a violent pit where people are just fighting to survive. That's the worst case scenario. Whatever we do going forward must be responsible and it must be viable. So other viable, maybe just the last point there before I stop talking now for a while. The other viable forms are internal self-determination methods. And there you could look at the Jewish example is quite a good example, although it's not a statutory board. You do have the Jewish Board of Deputies who tries to protect the Jewish minority within the greater South Africa. Now, you could have a similar councils. You could have an Afrikaner council, you can have a Zulu council, a Khoisan, or whatever council, whoever wants one could have one, but then they must be given the powers of, they must be given devolved powers from government so that they do have a type of a governmental power and sanction by which they can do things to actually protect and promote the ethnic groups and minorities that they're supposed to protect. And there are various examples of that. In Belgium, you have a German minority. Belgium is also on the cusp of actually on the cusp of seceding or not seceding or splitting in two because of the Flemish majority who feel that they're being oppressed by the southern Wallonian people. But there they do have a German minority that has their own parliament. Obviously, we have the devolved powers in England for the Welsh communities, and for the Scottish community. So those are all examples that one can look at. And there are plenty others to see what can fit in South Africa and how we can actually come to a joint consensus on implementing these things. But if we keep on, if the ANC keeps on running the country the way it's running the country, which is into the ground, more and more people will want to secede, and more people will look at the most extreme ways of divorcing them, actually not from South Africa, but actually they're divorcing from the ANC.
We're talking to Anton Alberts today from the FF Plus, our regular feature on 101.9 High FM New Blue Review as we run up to the elections. I'm Benji Shulman, and we are chatting again soon.
From Johannesburg to Jerusalem, the world is always changing, growing, and innovating. Join Benji Shulman for the next hour as he brings you the trendsetters, the thought leaders, and those creating news before it happens. Only on the New Blue Review, your favorite Jewish culture and current affairs show. Every Monday at 9 a.m. right here on 101.9 High FM.
101.9 High FM, talking to Anton Alberts today from the Freedom Front Plus. Yeah, because Anton, what you're saying though is that there's, before anyone actually gets to talk of self-determination or seceding or anything, actually there's a very good chance of, let's say, change of governance in South Africa. ANC suggests they might go below 50 in this election. But as you say, more importantly, in provinces like KZN, in Gauteng, even in the Free State or the Northern Cape, there's suggestions that the ANC could go below 50%. Coalitions have a bit of a tough history so far. They're fairly new, and I don't know if everybody thinks that they work so well. You've been part of a few in the sort of not as the majority party, as one of the minority parties as part of a coalition. So, what's your take on this potential of coalitions to sort of remove the ANC from power in certain respects in sort of more, let's call it a standard democratic fashion?
Yeah, so I think we are really moving into that strange new world of coalitions on all levels. It might even happen on national level. And then the question is, who will dance with who to stay in power? I think that the ANC will make a big mistake if they try to do that with the EFF and MK, Zuma's party, because their traditions and their cultures are vastly different. The two smaller parties are very violent oriented parties, whereas the ANC is a little bit more stable in that respect, and they do understand that they have a responsibility not to allow South Africa to descend into chaos, although it is actually happening, unfortunately, due to mismanagement, because they simply do not have the capacity to run the country. But it's, but I don't think it's necessarily always intentional. So coalitions will now happen, and our constitution has been written for coalitions, because the proportional election system makes provision for election of various parties who target many type of niches in the electorate marketplace, if I can put it that way. And then they will then form some form of a coalition with each other based on shared principles. So if the ANC remains in power on a national level, or the ANC falls just below 50%, they might just be able to cobble up, in the last instance, a few of the smaller parties to stay in power. And if they fall further than 45% to 40% or even less on a national level, then there might be a lot of pressure within the ANC to look at EFF, who can give them the numbers, or maybe EFF and MK. But even if they do succeed in cobbling together a coalition between those three parties, I do think that I give that marriage 6 months to a year before it completely falls to pieces, because of the personalities within that system. I can't foresee that they will have much stability. But I can be wrong. I might be surprised by reality. But I think that the ANC will run the country for a year on that coalition fuel, and then it will run out of fuel, and then we will have to look at a different type of configuration. And the DA, I don't want to speak on behalf of the DA, but they have said in public that they are looking to save South Africa, and they are willing to, they didn't say sacrifice themselves, but that's what I say. They will sacrifice themselves to go in coalition with the ANC, give them the numbers so that the DA and the ANC can run the country together. And while I don't, that might be a more stable coalition. It could, is possible. But I think that the ANC's worldview and their culture will clash tremendously with that of the DAs in the end of the day. And I don't see that holding, so that's staying steady. So we might see on the national level an ANC that falls a little bit below 50%. They get a few small parties together to form a government, or they run government as the largest minority party under 50%. But with every vote that they need 50 plus 1% in parliament, they will do some deals with parties and run the country on that basis. But it does create a situation where the ANC is very much exposed politically, and it will also demotivate them a lot. The fact that they fall below 50% shows, as a matter of fact, that the ANC is not as loved anymore. So it will have a huge psychological effect on the ANC. Where I do see the opportunity then is within the provincial sphere. So yes, you said Northern Cape, Northwest, they are also suddenly on the cards. I've heard even Free State might be on the cards for ANC falling below 50%. We know Gauteng has the strongest chance of that happening, and KwaZulu-Natal as well. And obviously, the entry of MK both in Gauteng and in KwaZulu-Natal mixes things up a little bit, because before MK came into the picture, you had the IFP, who was the strongest party according to the pollings in KwaZulu-Natal, which would have been able to build a coalition with the DA, and it looks like the Freedom Front is climbing as well in KwaZulu-Natal. They might get a seat or two, and then there could be a coalition between those parties, and then the ANC will be relegated to the opposition benches. And this Gauteng, it seems that the MK is doing quite well here. There's quite a lot of Zulu minorities within Gauteng, and they will obviously now move from the IFP to MK. To a large degree, it looks like that's what the polls are telling us. And then MK will also be a role player. And then, of course, Patriotic Alliance of Gayton McKenzie will definitely be a role player within Gauteng and the Western Cape, because they are really taking the colored votes away from the DA. And one could almost say that Patriotic Alliance is the Freedom Front plus of the colored communities, because Gayton targets only those people from the colored communities. So it does leave us with a very fragmented place. It leaves us in a place where there's a lot of parties who have votes, but they don't really fit in to each other's groupings. And it's going to be, you're going to have the wisdom of Solomon to figure out who's going to be with whom in the end of the day to save the country. And what it's going to take is that if you're going to work with parties you don't really like, or you might not like their leaders very much, it's going to take a lot of humble pie. You have to eat a lot of humble pie and take your ego and put it in your pocket when you negotiate these new coalitions that's going to take over the provinces. But if we do it right, and we do it with that wisdom of Solomon from a biblical point of view, then we can cobble something together and we can survive. And so far we've survived in the coalition in Pretoria. It's been touch and go sometimes. It's been difficult. We've had parties who leave the coalition and so forth. We've had parties who are there, but their individuals who represent them are difficult people to work with. But despite that, we've made it so far. So we are in our infancy as far as coalitions are concerned in this country. You must remember that coalitions have been perfected in Europe, and but they've been doing it since the end of the Second World War. So it's more than 100 years that they've been able to do it, and there you've seen some strange coalitions being cobbled together, but they tend to work to a degree. But the countries remain stable, and they go on despite the lack of consistent governments. And that's what South Africa is going to try and achieve, is that we must build a very strong state institutions, which means people must be appointed on merit and not because they're card-carrying ANC members. And on the other hand, we must build a very strong, vigilant private sector where people, whether they vote for a party or not, can stand up and make their voices heard through various pressure groups within the private sphere.
We're talking to Anton Alberts today from the FF Plus, our regular feature on 101.9 High FM New Blue Review as we run up to the elections. I'm Benji Shulman, and we are chatting again soon.
From Johannesburg to Jerusalem, the world is always changing, growing, and innovating. Join Benji Shulman for the next hour as he brings you the trendsetters, the thought leaders, and those creating news before it happens. Only on the New Blue Review, your favorite Jewish culture and current affairs show. Every Monday at 9 a.m. right here on 101.9 High FM.
101.9 High FM, talking to Anton Alberts today from the Freedom Front Plus, and talking about his party and where you could vote when it comes to the elections on the 29th of May. Now, Anton, perhaps more than other times during this particular election cycle, we are seeing much more focus on the things that are happening in the Middle East, the issues over there. It's always a small issue, but I would say that certainly in our media space, it has become much more of a deal at this particular election because of the war. And I was wondering where the FF Plus sort of has found itself when it comes to these discussions.
Yeah, the war is a very sad thing that's happening, and it's a complex problem. And to just rush in and say, you know, shoot from deep and make blanket statements about what's happening there is very dangerous. As far as South Africa is concerned, I think it will only have an electoral effect, really, in the Western Cape, where you do have a large Muslim community, and it might have an effect on the DA, who's taken a position to support Israel. So in the greater scheme of things in South Africa, I don't think it plays that much a role. But as you have said, it is being inserted into the news narrative by the media, and therefore it does stay relevant. Of course, it is also very important and relevant from a world political point of view, because it is a flashpoint, and like Ukraine is a flashpoint, and these flashpoints must be monitored, because if they do escalate and if there is a contagion of these violent acts going into other countries, we can find ourselves in Third World War. And we know the Third World War will not be a picnic, because we've got nuclear weapons and nobody survives that. So yeah, it's an important discussion, but it's at the same time, I'm very, very wary myself not to just dive into it. But our party's position is, I would say, fairly simplistic. I hope it is simplistic, is that we believe in a two-state solution. And we believe that Hamas is a problem, because Hamas is very clear that they want to destroy the Israeli state, and they want to impose another Holocaust on the Jewish people. And that is not acceptable in any terms. And we believe that Hamas must be taken out of the picture, which it seems the Israeli state is trying to do, so that there can be More sensible leaders, and hopefully that is a possibility that more sensible leaders can come in control of the Gaza area, and that there could be negotiations on state building for the people, for the Palestinian people in that area. We've seen that peace is possible in the Middle East. Trump has shown that with the Abraham Accords, that Israel can have normalized relations with plenty of Arabian states. And that gives us hope that maybe sometime in the future that can even happen with Israel's immediate neighbors, and that these terrorist entities who terrorize people and who kill people indiscriminately can be taken out of the whole narrative. But that's our position, and we hope that things will, in the near future, be normalized. Although we do understand it is a very complex situation.
Now, Anton, if people want to find out more about the FF Plus, they will see policies on other things, economics, or I know that there's a big issue for the party at the moment in terms of schooling. That's a large issue for the party. But where can
Yeah.
they find out more information?
So we do have a website and available in English and Afrikaans. I'm not sure if you on which one you land when you do go to the website, but you can just click on the right-hand top corner. There's a language banner, and you can go to the English version if you landed on Afrikaans version, and then you can go look at our policies, and our manifesto for this election. So there's a lot of fields that we do cover as manifestos go. They are not always exciting reading, except for the people who enjoy politics or academics. But I think it's important to do go read and understand what parties stand for. Many people sort of leave their choices that they make to the mass media. So whoever is in their face the most time, that's the party they tend to vote for. But that's not always a wise thing to do. You need to look at various parties. And I think what's also very interesting is that with the coalition option on the table in the future, let's say if you wanted to vote for the biggest party because you want to stop the ANC, now you know that the other parties, like the Freedom Front Plus, the ACDP, and who else, IFP, will also be part of the coalition. And then you can go have a look what those parties say, because you might find that you do have more of a resonance with one of the other parties than the largest party. Because the largest party tend to want to be a big tent party and try to cater for everyone. But if you're a minority, you might find that the Freedom Front Plus says something that actually speaks to you and makes you feel safer supporting them, because they will be supporting minority rights. So if there's a government, whether it's in Gauteng or on a national level, and the Freedom Front Plus will be part of that, then you know that minority rights will be front and center, and will become part of the policy initiatives and future legislation to make sure that minorities, including the Jewish minority in South Africa, are protected and their affairs are promoted, and that they know that South Africa is a safe place for them to stay in the future, and they do not have to send their children off to other countries.
Well, there you have it. Anton Alberts from the FF Plus, Freedom Front Plus. Thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM, and best of luck out there on the election trail.
Thank you very much, Benji, for having me. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy being on your show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. There we go. We're going to have a look. We'll be back with you, Benji Shulman, and this is 101.9 FM.